When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. This is not an episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast, an episode of Derp with Kerp, which I happen to be the audio engineer, the producer, the co-host of sorts. This is the first episode. I'm not going to be posting these episodes on this feed. I'm just posting this here to give my audience a heads up that we'll be going live every Monday. So please follow me there because I will be on the show in some capacity and I will be helping Kurt book the guests. So enjoy this first episode with yours truly on Derp with Kurt, hosted by Kurt Metzger, the hysterical Duncan Trussell. Was today's first guest, and we also had Josh Moon, the creator of Kiwi Farms. Very controversial character who I have no clue who he is. So if this guest is not for you, I apologize, but I promise you will love Kerp and Derp with Kerp. Kerp Metzger. How many times am I going to screw that up? Kurt Metzger, obviously. It's funny because I've been a fan of Kurt Metzger for a long time. I remember seeing him on Comedy Central when I was younger and seeing him on different late night spots when I would watch late night television back in the 2010s. But anyways, yeah, very interesting synchronicity. There's already been a couple people who hit me up saying, oh, cool that you're on this show. So shout out to everybody who's a fan of Kurt Metzger and anybody who's new to Kurt Metzger. He's definitely up your alley if you like my show. He's definitely somewhere in between me and Sam Tripoli. A very funny comic like Sam Tripoli, but also a very deep conspiracy theorist who does his own research. So I'm excited to embark on this next podcast path. I will be stepping down from my spot as the producer of the Low Value Mail podcast, but it feels like a step up because this show I'll actually be a part of. Whereas Danny's show, as much as I love being a part of, I was backstage, I was just a producer. This show, there's a little bit more going on, so I'm excited. But anyways, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Derp with Kerp.
Look at Fuckstick. You don't gotta trust me. Just listen to what I'm saying to you.
Well, my name is Kerp. Derp-a-dee-derp. Oh, won't you come and derp with me?
Why am I a small square? All right, hold on. Welcome to the Derp with Kerp. I'm going to bring Mark, my engineer, to the stage. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's up, Kerp?
Okay. How come my little box is too small?
Stop sharing the screen from the intro.
Oh, wow. What an asshole.
You're fine.
Well, it says they're not on the stage.
We got to bring them on.
Okay. All right, I'm going to just bring my first guest. This has already been a disaster, this live stream. It's hard to believe I went to space with these brave women. All right, my first guest, I want to get on for a while. He's owner of the website Kiwi Farms. You may have heard of it for the terrible cyberbullying they engage in, according to MSNBC. I'm bringing on Josh Moon right now.
Hi, Kurt.
And I'm also going to bring on, what's up, man? Thanks for being on the Dirt with Kurt. And I'm going to bring on Duncan Trussell. Why is this set up like this?
Sharing your screen.
But how am I sharing it?
The same way you clicked it when we started.
Oh, I get.
I don't even see where that is on this thing.
Are you full screen?
Yeah.
Okay, bring your mouse down to the bottom of the screen. There should be a TV symbol with a plus in it. That's the toggle to present and not present. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Click it.
Oh my God, it's making me do all this other.
Next episode, you'll have me at the helm and we'll.
Yeah, I'm getting texts about it. There's layout options under the screen.
Right.
Oh,
you nailed it.
Nice. See, this is why you go live, so you can work out the problems in front of the audience.
See, it's endearing. They grow to love you more and more, Kurt, with each mistake.
Is that true? Okay.
100%.
All right. I can hear everybody. And Josh, I can hear you. All right. So Duncan has a very special gift he's going to be sharing with us throughout the show. I'm going to knock Duncan and Mark off right now because I brought Josh on because of this debanking thing, which most people don't really know about. And I've seen almost no one talk about it except for Josh Moon. Nobody else seems to know it's a thing.
I'm most affected, so I care the most about it, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what America's about. You don't got to give a shit that happens to you.
Exactly.
Tell everybody a little bit about your site, like from your, because I don't even know how to describe it to people. Here's how I describe it to people. And people don't even know what I'm referencing, but there's a thing called Bellingcat that you'll see there get dick sucked on like 60 Minutes and stuff. And it's an ex-gamer named Elliot Higgins, but one of the good gamers, you know? And he put his own little open source intel group together to expose how Putin is bad from his loft in London. And it's an amazing, and what he is a cutout of intel services to put propaganda through. So your site, which I guess people call like a lolcow site, when I started watching your podcast, I noticed you got like really valuable information. It's almost like you actually have a private intel network that's open source. That's what your site is.
Able to ask like 1,000 people to look into something for you when you're feeling lazy. It is a valuable asset when you can do that. But I think it would be kind of incorrect to call it like an intel network. The way I would describe it that I think would resonate with you is that it's a website that was originally dedicated just to like internet gossip about internet celebrities, which you
right
remark to me is your least favorite part of everything that I do. But
You know what, Ryan Long made a funny joke about it because like people say conspiracy theories, they're just gossip, really. It's like actually the same thing. And like, you know, my girlfriend doesn't really watch gossip show, but you know, girls that I've been with, they all love gossip. But if when I was living in New York, they'd be like, ew, conspiracies. But meanwhile, they think Beyonce didn't have her own kid. And you know, who dates Taylor Swift? I don't watch football, but
I mean, when you put it like that, it does sound like a conspiracy theory. It's just gossip for men. You know, it's about the governments and the bankers and stuff. It's just it's the same shit.
Yeah, right. And it didn't, by the way, it used to be that way. Mae Brussels, who probably was killed, she was killed during, she had cancer, but I think they did it to her. And it was the Presidio scandal during the satanic panic that lasted 20 years, which is kind of long for a panic to be a real panic. But she was reporting on shitty things they were doing in the Air Force. And this Presidio scandal was like yet another pedo thing. And then she died of cancer suddenly. But now as things are, everybody's in their little own personal matrix that they help build for themselves, things get divided that way that didn't used to be. And then like new weird ones come up. You know, when they said Trump colluded with Russia, that they're saying collusion because they already crapped up the word conspiracy. They want to say conspiracy, that's the name of a crime, but they can't say it because they have to maintain the propaganda of saying conspiracy is a thing that's not true. So I think gossip's a better thing to say, actually. The gossip site.
Yeah, but my perspective is that, you know, we let people talk about people that are really insignificant, and I think that upsets a lot of people because it's like it's not fair to them in a lot of ways that you let, you know, a bunch of people talk a lot about really small people. But I've learned over the years that if you don't let people talk about who they want to talk about, you can't let them talk about larger things and more important things.
Yeah, because that's a great point.
If you let somebody set the terms of engagement about who's okay to talk about and who's not okay to talk about, it allows them to define the rules, you know, the lay of the land, the rules of engagement or whatever. So you kind of just have to keep it open for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a very smart way to put a thing that you would think would be a simple, obvious thing, but it is not. It's not. And there's like a I don't know, I'm on a news show, you know, when I'm not doing this fine work, and I'm amazed. I've only, because I used to never pay attention to any news, because why would you want to? And then I had to be on a news show and see stuff. And I can't believe anybody that does reporting still believes in any of this, as, you know, just like America itself, and has faith in, you know, phase two of the Epstein binders or whatever. Because very quickly you see what the scam is. The one you just mentioned, you know, there's like the morons that are like the foot soldiers of it, but that's very intentional. Like that's what these intel agencies came up with when they put this social media shit out. That was the goal, is to set the parameter, like set your little veal cage for you out of the gate before you even start talking.
Yeah, I think most people, they believe what is most convenient for them, and yeah. Radical shifts in philosophy and perspective requires kind of reconfiguring your entire life. And most people simply aren't in a place to do that. So they tend right. to want to believe what is already like expedient to believe.
Yeah, right. I honestly, the reason people are figuring anything out now is because they don't have no choice. Like if something just happens to you where you have to figure it out, then you're going to learn.
Yeah, because, precisely. Yeah. Things have to be really bad for you to sit down and think like, okay, none of this is working. What's going wrong?
I had to chase some guy jumped my fence where I live in Austin. Didn't research the neighborhood at all. Maybe a mistake. There's a soup kitchen not far. It's all these like white, you only used to see them in like Seattle and San Francisco, like coyote looking white guy meth head homeless that are also on Fent. They look like Manson family people. This used to be some Mexican neighborhood, but they had like brown flight. Did you ever hear that before?
they got colonized. It's like the opposite of gentrification.
Yeah, and all I've never heard of brown flight. I made that word up because that's what happened. These were like homes people owned for a long time. I just always cynically think, and even though I am an astronaut, I'm still pretty cynical. I think some real estate developer wanted to make sure there's homeless here to drive the prices down, because that's how they get stuff. That's like how they did in Lahaina. All them people couldn't, I can't remember, historic or something, but they've been there for a long time, and they got big plans for that land. And they engineered, they don't need to use this. I doubt they would break out the space laser for the likes of you, you know, they have one, but they
could have done that with any good conspiracy plan. Like that needs a real simple connection between the motivation and what's being done, and like opening a homeless shelter to get like Fent zombies to crowd up the area to reduce values so a bank can buy it. That's like, that's a pretty good conspiracy theory. It makes sense. Yeah, right. You don't have to make all these leaps of faith to come to that.
Well, I just, once you realize, you know, like I said, I believe insane things, but I'm also I look at things very from a cynical consumer perspective first. So,
yeah,
you know, like, I'm like, are they going to bust out the money to break out the space laser for you when they could just turn the water off and bring invasive dry grass and drop a road flare on it? And also, I already know that's what they did, because we sent a reporter went over there and filmed what happened. But I also think, of course, they have a space laser. They've been talking about forever. So lasers aren't some kind of amazing future technology, but that's what I wanted to bring you on is, I got real mad about this when we covered this on Jimmy's show. And I remember texting Rogan during the show, because he had Mark Andreessen on. You familiar with him?
No. I'm really out of my depth here, just so you know. I'm completely out of
my depth. I think you know something about him. So, I had a buddy of mine. I used to write for this website every other Sunday called Consumption Junction, which is like one of them kind of rotten sites or whatever. So, my friend that owned it, he would make money on domain names like real estate at that time. There was like all this money.
Yeah, domain parking.
Yeah, he owned Hitler.com. And he told me, I remember I was cracking up. He was like, yeah, the ADL wants to buy. They want it for $1 million. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it into like a girl's diary, like an Anne Frank diary, like with his crushes and shit. And I don't think he'll get anything with it. Anyway, now he's in Puerto Rico where they all live making AI for the AI boom.
Oh, and Puerto Rico is a hot spot for people right now because it's tax advantaged.
So I hadn't heard from him in a long time. And he wanted me to train. They wanted me to like train AI to write funny Trump memes for like, I think shitcoin, all kinds of stuff. But they want me to train it to be funny because, you know, they're not funny. But the reason they thought it could maybe be funny was because the way it works is if it's not, you know, secretly just Indians pretending they're AI, if it's not that, then what it is it's like glorified bots. Like, I guess it can make a few more choices and they call them slave. They're called slave. Jesus. They stack them. I don't know if you know all this, but they stack them. And so you go, hey, I want you to write a hit song and market it on these social medias and do all that stuff that I would have to do. Right. Mm-hmm. So somebody to train their AI to bots to do that, they said, write a funny Christmas song that could be viral. But what they did is they had two of them, the two slave bots, arguing about what's better on Discord. So they put them in as Discord comments that argued, and they argue with each other until they came up with a goatsy Christmas carol or something about the guy, you know, goatsy, you know. So I guess it did go viral. I mean, I'm not that far into computer shit to like, or this is about the age group. Anyway, Mark Andreessen paid $70 million for their AI. So
because of the Christmas song,
because of the goatsy Christmas song.
Yeah, this is how they're called tech bubbles. And every time new innovations come out, like every publicly traded company like gloms onto it. And like if you manage to catch the wave on one of these, you can retire early, basically, if you can find something that impresses one of these guys.
You know, my friend, by the way, is the guy who told me way back when Bitcoin started to get Bitcoin. I just didn't understand what it was, so I didn't.
Oh, man. I owned Bitcoin in 2012, but because I was debanked, I had to sell basically everything I got to pay for shit.
Wow.
I know.
Well, anyway, let me get to your debanking with this. I really am the worst. Andreessen, he was on Rogan's show talking about, I think it's the consumer protection something, the one that Elizabeth Warren was the head of, and Lina Khan was bringing all these charges against Andreessen because he's a piece of shit scam artist, and also against the guy that was backing that lady that named her cat vagina that said Trump grabbed her by the pussy in a dressing room. E. Jean Carroll. There's a big fat fuck who's behind her because he had a deal. This is why I think it is. He had a deal with Kamala's people to get rid of Lina Khan. So anyway, on Andreessen, who's just he's a scumbag, dude. Just watching him like, because you know, what makes me mad is I believed him when I first saw it. So he goes, he's talking about debanking, how bad it is, right? And I'm like, yeah, that is bad. And basically, this consumer protection is just Elizabeth Warren's personal gang she uses to crack down on people. And there's this Indian socialist lady, Lina Khan, that's in charge, right? So that sounds pretty bad, don't it? So later I find out, because we had Steve Bannon on talk. Lina Khan does her job. Steve Bannon's saying that. Mark Andreessen was about to be, he was getting pursued for fraud, and he just wants the power to debank with the rest of the tech fuck. That's all it is. And under them, you'd have even less rights than you did with something that has Elizabeth Warren as a lot. But it's always a trick. It's always a trick. And then I watched the last episode of Mad at the Internet, and you were talking about this new bill that sounds good. Mm-hmm. But so tell them why you were debanked and what that entailed, the hassles of that. I guess
I don't know why I'm debanked, and I will never find out, because the first irritating thing about how financial services work is that because it's a private entity and risk management is a trade secret, you have no privilege to know, you have no right to know, you cannot sue to know why anything happens.
That's great. And I'm all the like fake boutique leftists of New York and LA. This is their cue to go, well, it's a private company. They can do what they want. Yeah. But then when Elon lets you say three more words on Twitter, I can't believe he's doing this. Can't the government stop it? It's unbelievable. That dude, I thought I saw this on Matt the Internet, but I could be wrong. The guy, the fat Asian that came up with shadow banning. Mm-hmm. And he gave a talk about it. Was that on your show?
It could be. I don't remember the exact origin, what you're referring to exactly, but shadow banning, like the definition of that has evolved, and now it's like a proper thing where they talk about it as a way to disincentivize people without directly informing them that they're banned, basically.
I mean, yeah, and it's got a, well, I watched it somewhere, someone talking about this. So this guy turned out to be like some fat stalk. You know, they all turn out to be fat psychopath anime stalkers. and he's given a speech, and it was for like World of Warcraft, I think. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what if we don't even tell them they're banned? And you can see this little, he looked like that kid that won Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You know, that everybody hated. Or anyway, it went back to some gamer thing. And stupid Gamergate, which at the time I did not care. I'm like, first of all, I would never say the word gamer. I'm not a millennial. We just called them nerds and losers. And I just would say that about myself because, you know, what it. I don't have any kids, so, you know, I'm a barren man. I played Dark Tide and shit. So that gamer as an identity was a new thing. And then I remember when that started, it was because that weird chick. Well, really what started was them putting those microtransactions and screwing the customer at every turn. And then the added insult is all this other, like, social justice crap, which was, I mean, almost all designed as bait to make you the bad guy. So they could ream you out financially. I mean,
yeah,
I didn't understand any of this at the time.
I firmly, Gamergate is an extremely difficult topic, and it really doesn't matter anymore. But I feel like what happened with it was like a proof of concept for how to dismember a headless momentum, like how to terminate velocity of something that doesn't really have a central source. And it turns out to be identity politics, basically.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the moderation tools that platforms outside of HN use to kind of quell dissent have been perfected over the last 10 years since.
Yep.
And shadow banning is a great example of that, because shadow banning is one of the most insidious things that has ever been perpetrated against people. Because what happens is you go on Twitter or X or whatever, and you say something, and if you're shadow banned, you're simply denied any gratification. So you don't actually get any feedback to know that you're not allowed to post. And it just sort of trains you to think, oh, what I have to say doesn't matter, and my opinions are not respected, and nobody cares what I have to say, and nobody agrees with me. Like, that's what it does. So it is genuinely like a Mangala tier mad scientist experiment on the human psyche is what they perpetrate with social media now.
It's all the Mangala, you know. Just I want to make it clear to everybody that in Paperclip we saved the great Dr. Mangala, and he came here to work his science on his way to go hide wherever, and that's where that stuff comes from. They're all old. Like, that's why I tell people, don't worry about the chip in your head, because they don't need that. They had that a long time ago. This is all wireless now, and there's 5G and all this, and they don't need to make a fancy holodeck for you. You'll be go, oh, this is simulation. And I think it is, but not like a cool sci-fi thing. It just lie to you, and you're an idiot, and you're not going to look at anybody else's stuff. And if somebody says, oh, Josh Moon, that's from that bad website, all this information you're not going to get because they already put stink on you. And that's all they got to do. They don't have to break out alien shit.
Like,
you'll settle for much, much, much less, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating, because it's like, I feel like on certain topics, I really do have a lot to say that I feel is important, but I have accepted that I will always have a very limited reach, and just because...
Yeah, I like your Sisyphus thing that you say. I like that.
Yeah, it is like that, and I don't know.
You're a young dude. That's... A guy as young as you to have come to that conclusion, it's like, that's a very stark sign of bad times.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very important thing that everybody kind of learns their limitations, because it'll help you with frustration, and it'll help you with actually focusing your energy to being productive.
Yeah, well, I say follow the example of this old woman astronaut team behind me, you know, excellence first. By the way, I think they didn't actually go to space. It was basically just like
they went to the stratosphere, and then they tipped into what is considered space, and then landed.
Yeah, big fat cock full old ladies. They shot up, and it looked like a head was too fat to fit into space.
It was just Jeff Bezos giving his I don't know who is it his girlfriend now. Is
that Lauren Sanchez behind me.
Yeah,
I thought her
friends a nice cruise. That's okay.
I thought you were having a kill, so you have to marry her.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they were going to kill, like, Oprah's going to get rid of Gail. And then when they, like, had the door and they had to, like, reclose it so Gail could get her wig back on. I thought they were going to be waiting to finish them off because the space thing didn't work. But, no, they're married. All right, I'm going to bring Mark on for a second because I want to figure out how the hell to let – Mark, how do I let comments in since I'm foolishly in control of the controls? You're muted. Unmute.
We got some comments already. If you unfull screen and then you go over to the right side where it says private chat, and then there's another tab that says comments.
Yes.
You'll see all the chats coming in.
Okay, let's see.
Night Gazer, Just Some Guy, Doomer of Fortune, Old Man River, Based in Real Life.
Yeah, Lena Khan is British Pakistani. Oh, I apologize. That is a much funnier accent. AKA a fake Muslim, the equivalent of a British Jew. I've met British Jews that they were from Britain and they were. I worked for Sacha Cohen one time. All right, wait. So how do I make super chats? Or is that something I was supposed to preload? Because I want to have Duncan.
Are you monetized?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think if you're not monetized. You should.
We'll send you comments. Here's how I want to do it at some point. Because Duncan, the great Duncan Trussell, who
did you switch over to the comments tab? It's next to the one you're just reading from.
Yeah, studio chat. Oh wait, this is just studio chat.
No, you're looking at the private chat. You need to click the one that says comments.
Oh, thousands of comments.
Shout out to Control Alt
Three. Oh, wait. Kurt, please ask. Please ask Josh about the Blockland forums.
Yes. A bunch of these people don't like me, and that's why they're spamming chat. 15 years ago, I participated on a forum as a 15-year-old, and I said a bunch of stuff that people still try to throw at me to this day.
Wait, so you're 32, so...
Yes.
Wait, so how old were you when you did this?
15 to 17 and 19.
Wow. Yeah, I can never forgive a teenager for making a comment on a thing. That's unbelievable. Yeah, there's no super chat option because I didn't set it up well. Because
you have to monetize your channel first, I think.
There was a lot of preparation, but you know, and I was trying to get my Schoolhouse Rock logo together, and then I was going to have, but I'm still going to have them. I have this guy does impressions for Jimmy is going to be my CIA guy, like Mike Baker, that Rogan. You ever see that guy, Mike Baker?
No.
He never tells anything. He always shows up after Dave Smith goes on and says something about Israel. He's always clearly from the CIA to say nothing and just hang out and have a cigar. And so viewers know, they watch it and they make comments and, you know. So I have a guy coming in to be my CIA guy, and his name's Jake Schittler. And I'm going to have him come on to weigh in on all these things. But that's the next one. For this one, we got the great Duncan. Here, wait. All right, Mark, I'm taking you out. I see the comments. Thank you, Mark. Duncan.
Hello.
Can you hear me? All right. So
can you hear me?
You don't know why you got debanked, but what year was it when you got debanked, Josh?
Probably 2014, I think, is when I first got banned by PayPal. And I'm still so banned by PayPal that if I try to use my Discover card to book an Uber, it gets canceled because PayPal recognizes that that's my card and I can't use that to buy things.
Wow, that's very Chinese of us, isn't it? I think we're China without the flying cars, basically, at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy because the main frustration with it is that it's quasi-governmental. So you effectively need the permission of not just one of the card networks to do business. You need the collective consent of all four of them. And then you have no appeal system. So it's all the authority of government, with all the downsides of a private entity that can just kick you out.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like that the top libertarians believe in libertarianism for just them. And you are going to be like some feudal, you're going to have to like become loyal. You're going to join a gang. It's like prison. You got to join a gang to survive. So because they formed a gang to do that. And 2014 would have been Obama was asking them to do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, to get by, besides crypto, I've actually considered doing checks in the mail because I know that there are these banking RDC machines and then you can just feed them checks automatically. And then from there, you can deposit cash. And it's, I mean, the issue is like the delayed purchase and getting people to actually go out of their way to do that, which is why what I would like to do is get people to use Bill Pay. Have you ever used Bill Pay?
Yes. Louis C.K., last time I did stuff, opened up for him, he paid me with Bill Pay.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was debanked.
It just, maybe. I mean, it automatically cuts you a check every month, right? So it's like set it up and then you can forget about it. So I'm going to try to get that set up eventually. But as far as cards, you know, I've basically given up because there's like 7 different levels to how a card transaction happens. And they're all points of failure. If any of those entities, for whatever reason, say that you can't do a transaction, it does not go through.
So 2014, I guess Kiwi Farms is the going then, right? When did you start Kiwi Farms?
February 2013.
Oh, February 2013. Okay.
For about a year, it was too small.
Say again?
At the beginning, it was very small. So in the second year, I started accepting PayPal donations, and that very quickly got shut down.
So was this the beginning? Because I remember when I first heard of like bronies and all that. Do you remember Duncan hearing about bronies the first time?
Of course. Of course. Okay. It was wild. The bronies.
Yeah.
And that was so confusing, man.
Well, the microplastics are just built up in the children's taints enough to create these creatures. And then everybody's on those head medicines. And so you're already numb. Like, I know somebody screwed up, you know, that kills your sex drive or it makes it alt. And they've been on it since they're kids, a lot of these people. And then the only way you could get off is like weird shit because you're just numb. And then these are like dudes that have no contact with girls. So they're just getting a huge, massive dose of like feminine, sparkly colors hitting that part of the brain. Oh, this is
I don't know, man. There felt like there was something sinister in the bronies, like some.
What would that be? The groaner that like my little pony?
I don't know. I don't know. Just the aesthetic of it was so satanic. It seemed somehow so incredibly depraved, and yet it's My Little Pony. So why is it depraved? You know what I mean?
Because it's clearly directed at like the subconscious child part of someone's mind.
It was a kid's show. It wasn't for adults. Right. It was made by the same woman that made like the Powerpuff Girls, which aired on Cartoon Network. But mm-hmm. for whatever reason, a bunch of guys, like I think it was ironic at first, a bunch of guys started talking about how great the show was. And then a bunch of people not realizing that it was a joke started like for serious started getting into it. And it definitely was, I don't think it was the intention of the creators because all the voice actresses and writers got harassed and stuff by these guys.
Absolutely not the intention of the creators. Okay. So you know how Jackson Pollock worked for the CIA, but he didn't know that. He was a drunk, you know, commie, but that's public record. CIA wanted to promote, you know, the Soviets had realistic art. And so the CIA picked, and that's the best guy to pick. Like a Sean Penn, the man who knew.
Are you saying that you think the CIA was involved in the bronies?
Well, I don't know which 3-letter coven bullshit. That tech they've been working on, especially we're using blue light. And 2014 might have been when Obama signed the bill for those energy saver bulbs that deprive you of red. Now that people pay to get red light, you seen that? Rich people go to sit in red light because all those bulbs are only blue light. It's stuff that got studied when they made casinos in Vegas. You know, they black the windows out. You don't know what time it is. All that stuff has been pioneered for quite some time. And then I forget his name, the famous Jewish gangster that they depict him in Godfather 2. And he's really well known, but I'm just blanking on his name. And he ended up fleeing to Israel. He was friends with Charles Lucky, you know, Charlie Lucky Luciani. You know what I'm talking about? He developed that with casino stuff along with CIA. So all these things they've worked on for a long time. I think it's called a carrier wave or something. So it has something to do with like the light, but it also
like you're
has
just describing color theory, how colors affect your mood. And
that's part of it. They affect all of it, but I'm saying they can, because when certain lights are deprived from you, it has effects on the body. So that's why you'll see a lot of,
I got to show you. Hold on. Let me grab some real quick.
Okay.
If I can find it.
Do the anime? See, what I'm curious is, if you don't know why they debanked you, I mean, like Tucker Carlson, remember, I don't know if you remember, he got fired from Fox and nobody knew why. Well, it's because he was not lying about Ukraine like the rest of them. That's all. Mm. So I wouldn't have thought it was that. I would have thought it was like something else. I don't know, but it was about Ukraine. I found out.
I'm sure it's literally the stupidest reason, and it's just like a red dot on the profile that never goes away.
I don't know where it is.
It was back then, I'm sure, because this is when a lot of these tech, like, you know, San Francisco, like, occult gender blobs who are also good at, I don't know why all the tech people are always in these weird cults and shit, but this is a time when they're all coming in, and that's that kid talking about shadow banning, that little fat kid, that's that real vindictive nerd, like now it's my time and I'm gonna have power. And then so once you, I ran afoul of one of these kind of people, but not the way you did, but enough that whole media tried to ruin me, like in 2015. I think this chick's a dude now, so fuck you, dude. And I couldn't believe, and then when the Hillary emails got hacked, her, not him, he's a he now, her name was in the list of paid off shill independent online journalists. So I was like, why would I be connected to the Hillary files just through this? It's so bizarre. And that's what those little stupid things, man, you're dead right about that. Because when they did the Twitter files hearings, they were engaged in banning small accounts. It's not big accounts. It's small ones. And it's more, it's very effective to do that. You got to hit somebody at every level. And when you're that, and because that'll spread, you know, and they'll get the message like, I don't matter. However you described it, they literally were doing that. And then I see this guy, Ben, I want to, it might not be, it's not Carson, but the guy that was paying Keffel's super chat money. Do you remember that guy from MSNBC?
Who?
The guy when Keffel's was getting sponsored by Ben Collins.
Was that him?
Yeah, Ben Collins. So I see Ben Collins, who's a major part of this. And it is funded through USAID, or was. But at the time, they're all like, it's a big nothing. No, it was not a nothing burger. And then they were propping up that creep selling bathtub hormones. And I couldn't believe that there's an intersection between some Kiwi Farms thing and actual national news, because we were covering Ben Collins for other reasons.
Well, that's...
He's propping up like Keffel's is a sock puppet of his.
But, well, that's what I linked. We had a brief chat about this on Twitter, I think yesterday or the day before, where I talked about how the main antagonist of the forum since Keffel's dropped out, literally got addicted to meth and ran away to Ireland and has disappeared basically, is a tech transgender ex-Google employee called Liz Fong Jones.
Yeah.
And he, besides being extravagantly wealthy and litigious, is somebody who he's like a master of crafting public reputation. And that's like his side gig. He invested in that company, Tall Poppy, and they have business with people like Catherine Meyer, who's the Wikimedia CEO, Signal Foundation head, former current NPR CEO, something like that.
Like a Hunter Biden level high, a lot of achievements.
Very evil, nasty woman, and also endorsed by other people of similar caliber on their site. Publicly stated on their site. So Liz Fong Jones uses his understanding of the internal mechanisms of Google and his understanding of public relations and connections to the media through people like Catherine Mayer to manipulate what is found on people on search engines. So if you were to ever search Liz Fong Jones, you would only ever see the most glowing, positive, professional portfolio sites about him. You would never find anything about how he basically admitted he was accused of sexual assault in Switzerland at some point. Because
did you say Switzerland?
Yes, he was doing a tech conference in Switzerland and was active is still active in the BDSM community and hooked up with a woman there who later accused him of sexual assault. He admitted to this on Twitter at some point. And
he
then
came up
it.
With the term consent accident.
Yes, exactly. It has nothing to, it was just a mere misunderstanding, and consent accidents do happen in consent aware kink.
And then what was the accident? It was like he had a dog hair. And
his story, we have never been able to find the accuser's story because, of course, a master of search engine optimization is able to hide things that they don't want to be found. So we've never actually found out what her story was in regards to the consent accident. His story is that she has childhood PTSD in regards to dogs, and Liz Fong Jones owns a white dog. So after they had consensual satisfying sex, the person happened to see a dog hair on Liz Fong Jones and retroactively revoked consent because of
wait
the
a minute
hair.
I wasn't during the act they had a flip out about a dog hair.
Can I just say something, you guys? Consent accident. is the most satanic term I've ever heard. That's so creepy. Who came up with that? I've never heard
Liz Fong Jones.
Oh,
ex-Google
my God.
Employee.
We had a consent accident. I'm so sorry. I shoved my finger in your asshole.
Chief Operating Officer of Honeycomb Technology, investor of Tall Poppy, in case you're wondering. Friend of Catherine Mayer.
Anyway, oh, by the way, I'm getting comment spams that Josh Zepeto, which I don't think that Josh Zepeto, but you have dedicated haters that do this. This is not Ralph people, though, right?
I mean, there's an intersection of a million different people who hate me.
It's in particular, casino, and some dude called, I don't know how he got my number. Somebody just like called my number or texted my number.
Really?
I don't care. I'm old and I don't have a future. I've been to space, but I watch your show. So I've already heard you out. You know, when people want us to do a smear on you, I've heard you be like reasonable every single time for somebody who's such a bad racist and a bad whatever. Like, I don't think you're autistic. Because when I watch people like assign motives to stuff, I honestly, God, but I have not heard you be unfair to somebody in your analysis of them. And I've watched like these, like, I mean, when I listen to your show, you sound like a grizzled cop from the worst neighborhood. Like this guy, Carmen, I used to work with at The Wiz, that he was a cop in Newark, old Italian. So he's good stories, but they're like, you know, they need a touch of cynicism. I would not have any idea how repulsive, like, online shit is had I not seen your show. And then that little shit, what's his name, Nick Fuentes, that there's other people like, hey, go on. They want Jimmy to have him on. And I used to be like, that guy's there to put stink on your name. He doesn't want to be, this is what I think about him from observing him, urging people in the Capitol on January 6th. I haven't heard an explanation of that yet. He doesn't want to do that job and he has to. And the entire thing is to like put stink on somebody's name for somebody else. I know he did it to a congressional candidate who didn't want to talk to him. And so he made sure to get his picture taken next to him to get the guy to sing his and bragged about it after, which is like, if he's not an asset, somebody, then you're just a piece of shit.
Yeah. I think after January 6th, I think that he was compromised because it's actually kind of, I remember when he was brand new and there was something about his energy and his performance and his willingness to go out in public and do things and meet and greet fans and hang out with people that all completely vanished after January 6th. And he was one of the only people, despite being there and despite having a megaphone, despite being a loud internet personality that was there, prominent person, probably one of the most prominent people there.
They trot him out as a boogeyman all the time. Why would they not mention this?
Yeah, he was not charged. And I know people that went to federal prison because they were there as supporters of Nick Fuentes who were charged and who are felons and can't own guns and are having trouble finding jobs and having trouble finding housing. And their lives were basically ruined. And Nick Fuentes somehow, despite being there, walks out completely scot-free. So I as far as like federal asset conspiracy theories, I 100% believe that Nick Fuentes is compromised. And what they get out of him, I don't know. But he's in this weird, a lot of stuff, I imagine. But
well, much like Antifa or Patriot Front or any of these other stupid things that they trot out, they're like, you know, trap like mental defectives, and then they can stitch them up in fake FBI. The FBI has done this for years. They were doing it before the war on terror versus the Muslims. They were doing it. I remember when people were arguing around 2013 who the most terroristy is. There was a whole racial argument. I looked it up just because I was curious, and it just said eco-terrorism is the most common terrorism, where I was like, what? And it was like property destruction by, you know, green freaks, but that's the most terrorism. And then I find out that they just they find like nerds that can't get laid that are young, make up plans for them to do something. They'll have a chick fuck them, or an agent will fuck the person. And they're allowed to entrap you in all the entrapment doesn't mean what people think it is. I mean, for them, it means, I swear to God, this legal thing. They have to show that it was in your nature to do this, which seems remarkably abstract for a legal concept. And there's hundreds of people. And then the FBI says, we caught them. So after 9/11, they had a bunch of like special ed terrorists they caught. And it was all bullshit. It was all like just, you know,
bull cows. They rounded up Greenpeace after 9/11 and said mission accomplished.
Say that again?
They just rounded up Greenpeace after 9/11 and said mission accomplished.
No, they did that before 9/11. After 9/11, they converted to Muzzies to do it too.
Okay.
And all
Man,
the
I would love to get fucked by an agent.
How do you know you have it?
Incredible that would be.
Duncan, Mothership is lousy with spooks.
Now, I've never gotten banged by an agent. I'm positive.
But if you played your cards right, you could.
I would love to be important enough that I end up getting seduced by.
It's like whatever it takes. If they could bribe you with dinner.
Those CIA feet.
If you move to DC, you might be able to trick a Chinese spy into thinking you're important.
Oh, a trained CIA Chinese fuck spy.
That's what the guy fell for. She wasn't that hot neither.
Wouldn't be the same.
You wouldn't be. I promise you. They know like tantric stuff. They're reading your mind. Oh God. The prostate massage. A trained CIA prostate massage. And then you can never go back to normal life again. You're like, I'll tell you everything. What do you want to know? I'll tell you everything.
You make it sound so good.
Dude, are you kidding?
Duncan, like I really just took you a phone.
Well, so, anyway, sorry.
Here, I'll take a comment. Yeah, there's a lot of comments here. All right. So Duncan has a special talent. He's a psychic. What would you call yourself? A remote viewer? Well,
I would not call it psychic, you know, not to get too nerdy about the terms like that. I'm a necromancer. And so I've never been that psychic, but I do use necromantic powers.
You're lousy with astral parasites. That's fair to say.
100%. Crawling. Okay,
so.
And I'm not ashamed. So
this is an amazing skill. And somebody in the comments. Yeah, there's no super chats. I didn't set it up. No super chats. I didn't set it up properly before I had Jersh here. I apologize. So wait, in the comments, shout out a celebrity, and Duncan will display his artistic prowess, and I'll give him the stage.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, I guess you have to pull up the other screen, though, for people to see it.
Well, I will, but let's not put it up until we get the request.
Okay, so well, I mean, I've got one up I'd love to show folks, but yeah, I guess you're right. Go ahead. Okay, I'm ready when you are. Someone just give me a celebrity. I can't see the chat now because I'm in my art software, Photoshop.
Hold on, let's see.
I'm seeing Papa John. Does that count?
Papa John.
Oh, Papa John Schnatter. Josh Mood, that's a great one. Okay, Papa John Schnatter, Duncan, I'm going to give you the stage.
You mean Papa John from Papa John's Pizzas?
Oh, yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's actually a great one. So, all right. Yeah. Here we go. Anybody in New York, by the way, I've got a gallery opening up next month. I'll give you the details. Kurt, you put that up. But yeah, Papa John. Yeah. Okay.
This gives away this talent. You just name a celeb and his skills go to work.
You would be surprised at how often I get that request. It's really interesting how many people are interested in this. But yeah, Papa John, you know, it's a really interesting with Papa John because can you see my screen now?
Yeah.
Okay, because what is notable about Papa John?
Wait, should I add to the stage now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we sharing the process here?
Yeah, go ahead. It's not so much the actual cock,
right?
But it's the pubic mound.
All right,
Papa John's pubic hair, as described by Janis Joplin, was a primeval force, and that you somehow like not a lot of people like think of their pubic hair as an actual like is part of the lovemaking process. But supposedly Papa John could control each individual pubic hair.
I've heard that too, dude.
It's insane to think about that. It's been debunked. Like people say that's impossible. There's no muscles in the pubic hair. There's no way to do it.
It's all about that.
He said it was chi energy. And supposedly when Papa John was making love to you, the penis itself became a kind of secondary consideration. Because every single one of these hairs, they would massage, they would penetrate.
That's very different from a cat, you know, which is it's a different process. That's amazing. Well, we're going to come back to that drawing in a second.
Okay.
I don't know how long we can have this amazing art on the live stream, even though I don't see anybody have any other celebrities for Duncan to this is not remote viewing.
No, it is not. It's necromancy.
Tower 7 was vaccinated. I didn't hear that. Jimmy Dore, it's not. Oh, George Carlin. Now there's a classic.
George Carlin. Okay, now for all the Carlin fans out there, I don't want you to be offended by this. I draw him like I see him, and I've never been wrong. So don't, like, I love George Carlin, big fan, hilarious, one of my favorite comedians. So, and you know, I don't think you can really judge a comedian based on their penis, the shape of it, the size of it, the odor. But yeah, Carlin supposedly had a pretty stinky cock.
What? And
yeah, I know. That. Yeah, so Carlin, and you find this sadly with some of the older comedians. Supposedly Carlin started off with a massive cock. Right. This was when he was doing the weatherman thing and stuff like that. He had a huge old hog. And supposedly, like, the more political he became, the more cynical he became, his penis shrank.
Well, and he had IRS problems, too. He's probably taxed a little bit on it.
It could be stress. It could be anxiety. It could be, you know, who knows what it is. But this was one of the challenges in Carlin's life, is he realized that the more, every time he released a successful album, his penis would shrink a couple of inches. And so,
how do you decide if you want to do it straight on or from the side?
Yeah.
What's that?
How do you decide if you want to do it
straight on from the side?
I can, if you want a profile of Carlin's cock, I'm happy to do that.
No, I'm asking, like, do you just usually do straight on unless asked otherwise? Or do you, like,
prefer? It's just what I see. The spirits show me, you know, something initially.
Can you only do men? Like, if I asked for Bridget Macron, would you be able to tell me if...
You know,
if
that I get asked that so much.
That's a good one, dude.
You know, I do kind of, I think it is, like, valid to wonder about that. And I, you know, I'm going to show you this. And okay, do you want profile or straight on?
Wait, this is Carlin. Let's go. Okay, Bridget Macron.
Well, ooh. I'm asking. I don't need a drawing. You can do one if you want.
No, I'm happy to do Macron.
Can you see one at all? Is
okay. What?
Duncan, know they're coming for Candace Owens hard.
Yeah, can you exonerate Candace Owens, or would you be on the defense for?
I'm an artist. So I don't. My job is 100% just doing my portraits. I love it. I love art and I love doing portraits. So for me, I try to avoid the political sphere. And I don't really see, am I interested in the Macron penis? Yeah, of course. But purely artistically, as far as Candace Owens issues or whatever, you know, I don't get involved in that stuff.
But she is being sued for calling Bridget Macron transgender. So would your drawing be able to exonerate her?
I'm not a lawyer. I don't know, but I'm happy to draw.
I'm a dong truther myself. You're not a dong truther.
What we're looking at here, you say she's not a guy.
She has kids.
No, it's not. It's fake. In my opinion, don't sue me. I don't have nothing.
This, what you're looking at right here, is
that, oh my god,
I know, man,
that'll go on the Patreon, but I mean, it might be evidence. Then we have to submit that as evidence.
Yeah, you might get subpoenaed for drawing that.
I might be subpoenaed, but I tell the truth. So, listen again,
I try to avoid the political sphere. It distracts me from drawing my cocks. But yeah, what's really fascinating about the Macron penis, and I wonder if Candace Owens is aware of this, is okay, an alleged static discharge. I'm going to try. I mean, it's, how do you draw electricity? So I'm just going to do a classic.
Wait, will you finish that up? I just remembered something, Duncan. Josh, did you? Because remember, I was like, oh, I don't care about Ricada because I don't follow it. But actually, I do, because I want to ask you this. What's up with Robert Barnes? Do you know anything about why that guy is like...
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Because he's angry at us, and it's really weird. He represented us in a very brief capacity, and then he started saying these allegations, and it's like, you can't say that. You were our attorney, even though briefly. So when you say things like that, it makes him sound true. It makes him sound like you're speaking from privileged access. And it's like he hadn't, I don't know. It's very frustrating. It's just because he's taking the side of Rakeda.
He's making allegations at Kiwi Farms?
Yeah. Basically, whenever Nick Rakeda says something stupid about the forum, he says that it's true. And it's like, you've represented us, and that makes it sound like you have some kind of privileged access to this. And
dude, I saw him make a great point about something a while ago. And I like that guy Fry does Jimmy Show. I mean, it's not like I know them, but he had a good point about there was some new story that Tim Pool did. By the way, this is my Tim Pool beanie. I want everybody to know this is, I will never take this
off. Is this so you can hide your identity when you're out in the street and you just take that off? Nobody can recognize
very
you.
Inconspicuous. I would wear a beanie as a toupee, but my head breaks out. I can't do it. Anyway, I'm watching him talk about this because he tweeted that Candace is cooked. Now, I'm pretty sure she's not cooked. I have to say that the Macron's already lost the case in France, and she doesn't maliciously know that it's really not a man. She thinks it is 100%. She made a 6-part series. She should be the dong finder general of America, as far as I'm concerned. Because she don't let go. And it was good reporting. And I heard Robert Barnes go, well, she's not a mainstream. He tried to make some qualifier that she's not like mainstream press. And I'm like, is that legal? Like that, it just didn't make any sense to me.
And
I'm like, oh, is it like she, because she said something about Israel? Like a lot of times there'll be this weird thing in the background because of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is. The thing with Rakeda is so bizarre to me. Is he's like one of these like church guys, but he's like an orgy guy too.
Yes. That's you've basically summed up the entire drama in like half a sentence. I can't even believe it.
Hey guys, can I show you a new cock?
Yes, go right ahead. While
okay, now this is gonna blow everyone's mind. Mark this, remember this. That is Candace Owens' massive hog.
Wait, and Candace Owens?
Is it because she's black? That she gets the huge
come
penis?
On, now you see why you got debanked. Now you see why you can't use your ATM. You say things like that, man. No. I have used my powers to look at over 50,000 cocks. And I promise you. They range in shape and size. It has nothing to do with black, white. This is Candace Owens' big old dangler.
So this is disclosure, is what you're saying, finally.
Mark this, because okay. This is what's, this, everybody thinks it's going one way. Oh, no.
Okay.
This is going to be the final revelation. Now, the other
interesting- So it's going to turn out that Candace had a dong? Is that your prediction?
This is why the obsession.
Dude, if McClone has a vagina,
he's on to something.
Basic bitch psychology. It's like, you know, as they say, the smeller's the feller. And
that is what they say.
You know, that is proven, too. You can read those studies. But yeah, that's Candace Owens' big cock. And notice the small arms. That's on purpose. She uses a prosthetic arm extender. She has little, like, kind of like a Tyrannosaurus Rex arms and a huge.
You're telling me that Candace Owens secretly has small arms and a huge cock. Is that?
Yeah, I'm not 100%. I'm seeing it right now, 100%. And the tuck situation that she has to go through takes 2 hours every day.
Really?
She does her podcast. Absolutely.
I thought her voice sounds very funny.
Very, very, very complex what they have to do. Banding.
Who does the tucking if she has the tiny arms?
What's that?
How does she talk? Does she get help from somebody?
Assistants. She has a team of assistants. That's what they do. They come in.
The trail of bridesmaids. They tuck the.
Okay, so it's professional. It's like having a makeup studio when you're in Hollywood, but just for the tucking.
Yeah, there's tons of little boutique businesses out there. That's 100% what they specialize.
All right, look, I'm harder not than you think. So
Screenshot. Screenshot this, anyone watching, you'll see.
All right. I guess we'll mark it down. I mean, I will be happy to say I'm wrong, Duggan.
I veer away from the political sphere. I just, you know, you draw a tree, try to draw it like the tree.
Yes.
You draw a flower, try to draw it like the flower. Is the flower in a vase in the Kremlin still the same flower?
Draw what you see, not what you think you see. If you see a big dog and tiny arms, then she's a prosthetic.
That's why I avoid the political sphere, because I don't think
you could be sued for that.
Portraits.
Wait, okay. So you've been debanked for how many years now? Is it 2014? It's like 10 years. This has been going on to you, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think this is going to help that you went on the show, by the way, and I apologize for that. Well, okay. You were saying on your show that they're going to pass this new law. I can't remember what it's called. But
I think it's never going fair access to financial services.
Okay, fair access to financial services. And then you did mention something. I mean, I know that check solution, but I thought on your show you were mentioning something that you thought could in some way work or be done, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. I'm your host, Mystic Mark. And I want to bring attention to one of my favorite sponsors. That's Mood. Mood thinks cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe, and I believe, in supporting the American farmers who make all of this possible. That's right, made in America. Like the outfit that I have on, my t-shirt, my Hard Enco jeans, all 100% made in America. So why would the cannabis I'm smoking be any different? That's right, Mood created an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. You can't beat that, folks. Go American, go local if you can. Keep it within our borders. Support this country. And I'm going to support you by giving you 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers only. Just use the promo code CRAZY at mood.com. That's mood.com, MOOD.com. I'm telling you, folks, Mood stands behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. And as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code CRAZY. So head to mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. Remember to use the promo code CRAZY at checkout to save 20% off your order of American cannabis. Go and check it out today at mood.com, and we'll be right back to this episode in just a moment.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Again, and I went,
So the act is called Fair Access to Banking Act, but there was in 2020, there was something called the Fair Access to Financial Services Rule that was passed by the Office of the Comptroller of Currency. And it was passed right at the very end of Trump's first admin. And the very first week Joe Biden was in office, they paused it and never unpaused it. And Trump still hasn't unpaused his own rule. And I don't know why. I think that would help. But the main issue with the Banking Act is that it has very limited provisions actually targeting financial services as opposed to banks. And they're the main culprits. And what it does provide is really weak. for many reasons. First of all, it is only up to $10,000 a fine. They don't actually force the financial services to take you back as a customer or to let you back on. And it's imposed at the discretion of the controller of currency and his office. So you have to, number one, convince the controller of currency to actually take action, which is very difficult because we've had similar laws that we've tried to enforce for the Kiwi Farms that, for instance, we did something in Washington where they have net neutrality on the books. We were deplatformed by an ISP. We were clearly in the right in terms of the net neutrality rules. We asked AG, who at the time was Bob Ferguson, the current governor, to do something about it. And he said, no. So that didn't help at all. Nice. Having net neutrality on the books meant nothing when the AG doesn't enforce it, because it doesn't provide civil relief or a way to sue somebody. So I think that this is extremely underwhelming. The regulation needs to do more to undo the damage that the Patriot Act did, because those regulations are still in the books.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot. That's right. Everything became a real hassle after that Patriot Act for everything. Right.
It was Title III of the Patriot Act. They did not renew the Patriot Act, but every provision of Title III regarding financial services has since been moved into other parts of the U.S. code and still exists. So the law would have to undo some of that damage. It would have to actually require the financial services to keep you on board. It would have to provide a way you can sue on your own without the permission of the controller of currency. And ideally, it would provide some way to appeal decisions or provide timelines where they either have to report to the FBI that you're actively committing crimes, or they have to let you back on, something like that. And it doesn't do any of that. So if it were to pass as it was, it would be a good first step, but it doesn't solve the issue. And I just to be clear, we use the word debanking, but the actual banks are not really the issues. Financial institutions like banks and credit unions, they're a small part of the problem. But like when we got our bank account closed, we opened an account with Old Glory Bank, which is like an anti-deplatforming bank that set up, and they've been doing fine. We've been banking with them for over a year. But there's literally seven layers to when you swipe a credit card, how that gets passed through to the merchant. There's a payment gateway, a payment processor, a payment facilitator, the acquiring bank, the actual card network, and then the issuing bank. So there's so many. All of them, by the way, are points of failure. Any of those decide that you can't bank, you don't get to swipe a credit card anymore. You don't get to receive payments. Yeah. So, and all of them have risk management as a trade secret. So no matter who it is, you never get told who it was or why.
Wow.
Did someone say Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, I, because he's calling for the full release of the Epstein files, I believe. Isn't he, Duggan?
Well, I would be too if I had that big old hog. And, you know, because that's legitimate. The images that Epstein has, and that was an issue, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Which was that, you know, there was a lot of talk in the Epstein community that somehow he was using a prosthetic over his penis, but it's not true. Kevin Spacey has a dangerous meat hammer.
Yeah, that's true.
It clubs you, is what I've heard. Because he does the whack on the cheek thing.
So you drew him with a club foot right here, it looks like.
He has.
That's not the member. It's hard to tell, but it's.
What? What?
You think you go toe-to-toe with Candace Owens?
Kevin, well, I mean, I think. Like, even though Candace Owens has a huge dangler, it's very feminine, very soft, very graceful. Spacey, meat tenderizer. Like, it,
right.
And he would flutter it on people's heads.
And you're saying this is consent accident. This is the movie of Liz Fong Jones starring Kevin Spacey.
It's Kevin Spacey. Yeah, you got it. It's the new Spacey movie coming out. It's called Consent Accident. It's directed by Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And the story of a brave lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, I can't think of a better thing
to interrupt. I think it's a great idea. I think they should start production on it immediately.
I'm doing the art for the credits, not to brag.
Believe it or not, I lost my train of thought after that. I don't know how I did, but
I mentioned the points of failure in the system.
There's seven. So you know what that is? Like a microcosm of our foreign policy, which is like what we've been doing with the petrodollar, right when they start saying canceled, and I know it's from Black Twitter supposedly and bleep blah bloop, but what it is sanctions. Neocons and neo libs love sanctions, and I don't know why those are not a war crime, because I mean, I don't know if you saw Madeleine Albright back in the day. I think it's Leslie Stahl is asking her, 500,000 Iraqi children starved to death from those sanctions. Was it worth it? And then Mandelberg goes, I think so. Think about it. And that's what these freaks that want to personally put sanctions on you, they want, like, if you have a family, they want your family to overthrow you from starvation.
And yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that, but I kind of agree. They learned at a certain point that with the U.S. controlling everything, that it's much easier just to play with people's money than it is to force them to do something. Have you ever read a book by an author? His name is Dr. Theodore John Kaczynski, and he wrote a book called The Systems Neatest. Big fan. Oh, me too.
Greta Thunberg has been labeled a fan as well. Which I'm surprised because I thought she didn't go to school. I didn't know she could read, but I like his old stuff, put it that way. I like his acoustic stuff more than his blowing up his secretary. I didn't really get it. The writing.
I'm a big fan, not just of, he has his magnum opus, which everyone knows, but I like The System's Neatest Trick because I think it describes very well how a conspiracy works without, because when people who don't think about conspiracies, they think of people sitting down in a boardroom and you would have to conspire to get like 1,000 people in like a giant conference and somehow keep it all quiet.
Right.
And John Kaczynski's book, The System's Neatest Trick, explains in language a child can understand how the system perpetuates itself without an actual physical conspiracy being necessary and how it incentivizes behavior that perpetuates it without anyone being aware of what's going on. And sanctions into banking are a great example, I feel, of what he's describing, because it's a way to keep people in line. Because like before we even started the podcast, we're talking to each other. I'm like, hey, is there anything that I can't talk about? And you're just like, whatever doesn't keep that keeps the show on, right? Like on YouTube, right? And it's like, that's a great example because we are actively concerned about what the system wants of us at that moment, even though ostensibly we're trying to change things, right? Or hope to see change happen. And that applies to absolutely everybody. Everybody's concerned, well, what is required of me at this moment so that I have less friction in my life? And the whole concerns about staying on payment processors and having to go with the flow there is a really, really strong way to keep people online that nobody sees because it affects the merchants, it affects entrepreneurs, it affects businessmen. And the average consumer gets to swipe a card. And when he can't swipe a card, he just thinks, oh, this guy, this store is having an issue and not the foundation of this thing that I'm using is completely like fetid and rotting and conspiring against me at this moment.
Yeah. Well, once, you know, first of all, the AI that, you know, ChatGPT, all this bullshit they let people fuck around with, like, unless they had already studied it to the point of what they're going to do with it militarily and this and that, you wouldn't be allowed to play with it. They've studied how, you know, like some bullshit like QAnon, where a thing's being put out and it's trying to teach people to create like cells of explaining it. It's a limited hangout, they call it. So there's some truths in there mixed with some bullshit to make sure the truth part doesn't come out. And then we put it out there and we see who talks about it. You're like dyeing the water to see the source. And then all that metadata that they've been taking all this time, all this is the Patriot Act. You know, the AI is required. I'm guessing the AI is to go through all that at a moment's notice.
Well, Josh, what you're saying is terrifying. And no one realizes it until it happens to them.
It happened already.
It's called digital sharecropping. And it's all of us are doing it. And let me tell you, once we are fully wrapped up in AI, which is talk about like only a few. You got Claude, you got ChatGPT. Wait until the fucking rug gets pulled out from under you there. Wait until you're not allowed to use your neurological link to connect to ChatGPT. It's not just financially you're fucked. It's like you're not going to be able to compete or do anything anymore without it. And that's what we're all getting
set. We already have something that's kind of like that in regards to when I was a teenager, I thought that when I went into IT, I did programming as a teenager. And I thought when I was an adult, I would have so much competition in programming. There's no way I would ever find a job or find a way to do anything because there'd just be so many technically competent people that there would be no use for a programmer because everybody would know how to program. And what I've seen is actually the opposite. People are more incompetent than ever before. They have no fucking idea how their computer works and they can't do anything on their own. And it's really remarkable how infantilized everybody has become in regards to technology, despite how ubiquitous it is. And they rely on more and more centralized services in the past people ran their own things, you know?
Yeah, we're fucked. We're fucked. The anarchists call that de-skilled. And, you know, what's his face? The guy, Buckminster Fuller, he talked about how specialization is like the doom of our planet. I was working on the Unabomber's cock. I'm not done yet. I remember, I don't know if you remember when that shit happened with the ATMs. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden, like, all these ATMs went down. Remember that? Thing people just forgot about. And I remember I was at a hotel. Yeah.
How about that Mengele poison gene therapy that they mandated for people to get? And by the way, the only person who made zero mistakes during the pandemic was Rogan. A guy who's not a doctor. He didn't say one wrong thing.
Don't tell me you're against the vaccine all of a sudden. I just got it. I got one today. I get them every week.
You should be on like the 14th now, I think, right?
Oh, I'm on the 35th booster.
Oh.
I feel great. I did actually get COVID, which is weird. Yeah. Right after I got the booster. Which is weird.
What's the final score of boosters to COVIDs?
It's weird because every time I get the booster, I get COVID.
Well, that's a tie. Then you tied. And you know what?
I've never caught COVID either. I've never been vaccinated.
Both of you need to get vaccinated. I've got a great vax man. I'll take you to my vax man.
You got a good vax guy?
He's great.
He's great. She worked at Getty when I first met her, and she ended up I can't remember what job she had. She didn't have a PhD, so she couldn't move up. But the people that work there are maniacs, okay? That's like... The Getty pays dick. It's rich kids that live with their parents, and they're those millennial kind of like, my parents could die if I get sick. You know, like they got this overwrought thing. And she, you know, a Sikh Indian guy tied Getty up in some kind of HR court thing so she didn't have to get it. Well, I'm not smart like that. I got two Pfizers.
Good job. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for protecting the community.
Well, I wouldn't want to harm the other, my fellow astronauts, you know, it's an enclosed space. Yeah. And not
no,
one point.
It's no day. Said, it's no joke.
Research.
Not something
I've never
joke
heard
about.
That my whole life from anyone. It's the most crazy thing that's anyone ever said. Don't do your own research. Okay. And then you would sign in with a waiver that says, in case I die or something, I can't sue you. I know that. Which most people don't know. They signed it. And you have to wait there 20 minutes in case you die. Nobody thought that was. I mean, I was just fine with it. I couldn't tell you why. None of that bothered me, but it didn't bother me till it did. I guess you know, like I live in New York. We went to 9/11. We went to Iraq. Plenty of people said that doesn't make any sense, and I was like, shut up. And I guess you just can't keep tricking me with the same things over and over. You could trick me a few times, but like not for 20 straight years.
Wait till hemorrhagic fever hits.
How's the this is amazing. This is what Greta Thunberg, I think, appealed to her about him.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I like that you're talking about his great writing and you're separating it. You know, if we're going to like stop listening to people just because they, you know, did sort of non-standard activism, yes. You know, or then what are we going to do? What's next? Who do we stop? I guess Isaac Newton, we shouldn't. Pay attention to what he wrote because he had mercury in his. It's insane. But
he was a fake, that guy.
I think
I'll go there.
I think the what's fascinating about the Unabomber's penis is how similar it is to many of the drawings you'll see of the Bodhi tree that the Buddha sat beneath when he gained realization.
Really?
Yep. And you know, there are a lot of people who were intimate with Kaczynski. Talked really? About he would like after making love, he would extend his penis like a tree and he invite you to sit under it and meditate. And people claim like moments of full realization.
In the shadow
of the Unabomber's cock. Like that's a Joni Mitchell song they didn't release.
I mean, I get a lot of great information between Josh explaining this debanking thing and this, I think I've put out a lot of great derp today on the Derp with the Curb.
You know, I can't remember which book it was, but in one of them, he says that he got really addicted to porn and was considering doing gender transition. This was back in like the 70s, I want to say.
The Unabomber.
Yeah, yeah. And he wrote, distinctly remember this because it was shocking to me. I never heard this. And what? He ended up going to a gender clinic in Colorado because it was the only gender clinic that did the surgery at this point in time. And he said when he was there for his appointment, he saw all the other transgender people coming in and out, and he was so disgusted by them that he ran out and returned home and decided that he was going to start destroying things and killing people.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's now, such a...
That, by the way, that I 100% believe... I mean, it's his book, but everybody, like... I know people think this is just like a part of his past or something, but he's MK Ultra. That's like a fact. So here's what happens with MK Ultra. They can put a hypnotic suggestion to make Manchurian candidates that do all kinds of stuff. So let's say a guy wrote a book about how fucked up all this shit is. It's very accurate. And then inexplicably, it's because you know how his writings make sense. And then it's like, well, I don't understand why blowing up this guy's secretary helps with that. That doesn't make any sense. It probably hurts your argument. Oh, that's the idea. So part of that MK Ultra stuff, it's they need people. Like, they need people that could be a killer or a spy or gay or straight when we tell you to be programmable. And that's really what the whole, why bringing Mengele over and what all that's about. And especially Colorado, anytime you hear about something out of Colorado, that's a real bad place for this kind of shit. Arizona's a real bad place. And what's the other one they're always from? There's always something with aerospace, definitely MK Ultra. And think of the people you've heard of publicly that are MK Ultra. It's all like these famous maniacs they make movies about. It's Whitey Bulger.
Ken Kesey. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest got MK Ultra. He was in that. He was one of the people the CIA gave.
And these are the ones that are just known. And I don't know if people go like, oh, they had a traumatic experience and went on to just be crazy. But that's not how that works. The whole point of MK Ultra was to create these things so you could slowly do what they already done did.
Well, you know, if I had to theorize about Kaczynski, because, you know, they were giving him, like, the experiments they were doing were so fucked up. They were, like,
he said he doesn't think, he said he didn't think it was MK Ultra, but, you know, shit. You
no
didn't
one,
get to
no
know.
One did. They were humiliating him, but, you know, I would not be surprised if they were injecting his ass with ketamine, because there seems to be something that happens to long-term ketamine users that they start, like, getting gender dysphoria. Like, John Lilly, the guy who'd been at the float tanks, he got breast implants. There's, like, lots
I didn't know that part of it. That's interesting.
Yeah,
we don't have time to get into that one, but Duncan, well, I'll get into that with you because that's actually John Lilly's shit he was in is crazy, and he's a piece of shit, that guy. But
John Lilly,
oh yes, he's a bad person. He's
was
a sick
he
fuck.
Really?
I know he sounds like a good man because he got tits for no reason, but no, he's actually really
bad. What the fuck, man?
I know he had a lady fuck a dolphin in a submerged house for a NASA experiment.
Let me just believe it or not, on behalf of John Lilly, I don't think he made anybody fuck the dolphin. That was a seductive dolphin. From what I've heard, that was a horny dolphin. No joke. No joke.
Yeah. Peter, he had a name. You can say it. Peter the Dolphin.
Yeah. Peter the Dolphin was like he had moves and like supposedly. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know the story. No, I don't know.
They were like supposed to just live together, but the dolphin became more compliant with the experiments. If she gave him a hand out.
Dolphins are horny creatures, man.
Can we see
what
the dolphin
was the experiment for? You want to see if you could, for among other things, teach a dolphin to speak English. So I could have told him that don't work, dude. My English does not improve when I get hand jobs. You know, I make dolphins.
I wish that
he's
that
a fool,
like
John Lilly, and he's got tits. So he basically is a NASA guy, and he's basically Steve-O, but he went through with it unlike Steve-O.
I mean, I do know that he had breast implants. I never heard he was awful. I like
all these freaks at the top of this thing. They all are about being androgyne because that's a very, well, we just talked about in your show that occultic significance to being man.
I know what I fucked a dolphin. Okay. Just say it.
Thank you. Just say it. Just say it.
I know that's what's on your mind. You're trying to make me feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. Hell, fucked a dolphin.
I don't even judge that, dude. I know they're,
I feel like you do.
People
I
think
feel
dolphins
like that
are innocent.
The dolphin I fucked was not, I wouldn't call it innocent.
You know, Duggan, the thing you're saying is a joke, by the way. The stuff that goes on Kiwi Farms on his site, and this is why they, The reason you're getting debanked is because very, very powerful degenerate perverts want it, this shit out there like that. And they want people to go like, it's not incompetence. It's malice. It's pure malice. That awful one from Google that knows Catherine Marr. First of all, Catherine Marr might as well be a V lizard from the, she looks like one of the old TV show V lizards, like that blonde hair. And like you pull her face down, there's lizard face. She's an absolute creep. I think she's connected to WEF. Dude, tell Josh, remember you had a guy that was trying to get, which is, the amount of things Duncan is connected to is insane, but I attribute it to his artistic skills personally.
No, I work for the CIA, and every time Josh talks about being debanked, I've been intentionally derailing it because I get money doing that. Sorry, Josh, but I got kids.
It's okay. You got to keep on that grind.
I'm sorry, dude. I like you, man, but shit, what am I going to fucking do?
Wait, what did you tell me about that web guy that wanted you to like go there? Remember that? And you said a guy held up a grimoire?
Dude, yeah, that was pretty fucking weird. That was a weird thing. But you know what? Really, I think like people like that, it's not so much their interest in my yappy ass. They think that like I think I can lure Rogan or something. Yeah. You know, I never get the sense that it has anything to do with me having some like something they give a fuck about.
Dude, I watch people trash Rogan on things like, does he not know this guy's lying? Like, no, stupid. He obviously knows. What is he going to do? He's letting them see, if you let the people talk, they hang themselves. They really do.
I just don't think
so. People can't talk. You should.
None of us should have that. It is when you consider like the amount of money it used to cost to get someone on TV and broadcast that to the world. The glory days of propaganda. That was wonderful.
The 90s?
For anyone wanting to control the narrative. Then suddenly you just get, it doesn't matter the political leanings of anybody. It's the magnitude. You're not supposed to have that. Like if you right. think about
that's why like, they say platform the, like that. Yeah,
exactly. That's gotta be upsetting if you've spent all your time trying to like control narratives. And now people like you are just up there saying blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like Josh over here. I don't even think he is debanked. It's all not true, guys. Get fucking vaccinated.
All right. Sorry, well, I have been because you can't work at NASA without your boosters, but
you got it.
Yeah. This, you know, the Clintons are the ones that signed that FCC thing. So in the 90s, we went down to 6 media companies from like 90 or something. But that's part of the plan because it's the banking thing is another version of it. You could really just scale these up and down to everything. Like it's always the same thing. It's like a little insidious thing that nobody notices or cares about until it bothers them. And then I do identity politics to make you hate somebody else. So maybe it's a thing they're going through that actually will screw you too, but you're too stupid to know that because you're going to be in high school for your entire life. School's designed to make it like that too, by the way. That's where I would recommend everybody read Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, who was a Georgetown professor, and he explained the New World Order, the thing that they always used to say openly. Now they call it the rules-based order. Alex Jones really? Didn't make it up. It's from a George W. Bush speech, the Clinton speech. It's just NATO. They have a million words for it. And anyway, this is who was behind it? It actually was not Israel. That wasn't the head of the stake. It was actually England, Cecil Rhodes in England. And they brought America back in the fold in the World War I. So that's when public school was invented, and people were like shooting at the federal agents trying to take their kids to public school at the time. And that's why school is like a shitty, boring factory setting to get you used to your life. This is all not secrets, like open things they said about why they were doing this. They go, we got plenty of doctors and we got plenty of artists and, you know, whatever. We need people that work in my factory. This is like the memo about public education because it's always one of these dickheads writing the policy. So what Josh just described about how that law is not going to affect anything, that's because the collection of those tech freaks got together and told Trump, this is the thing that's going to be really good and protect everybody. I already watched Mark Andreessen try to sell it on Rogan. So it's PayPal Mafia, they call it. I mean, they are Mafia. It's all those little shitheads. And all they do is make the laws around what benefits them so that there's not any fair competition ever.
Well, from a technocrat perspective, the law is not bad. Doesn't hurt anything, but it's not effective enough to be useful. Just real quick, what you're describing, by the way, is the Prussian model. It was developed in Prussia because it was an effective way to turn young men into soldiers, and that's what they converted into the public school system after or during World War I. what you're describing with the companies is what I was describing with quasi public private enterprises, where you have all the downsides of a government entity and then all the downsides of a private entity combined in a way that they're both they say we're just following rules, we're following the regulations, and then you can't appeal them because even though the regulations, it's like you don't have any rights because they're a private company. So you're screwed either way. So that's that.
Yeah, great. There's really only one form of government, which is feudalism, it turns out. And that, I used to always say this when you argument about like getting health insurance or something. Oh, you want the government to run? No, I'd like a corporation the size of a government that I literally have no rights to sue them or anything. I would rather that.
When you say a corporation the size of the government, consider this. Stripe is a payment processor. So it's not even one of the big payment networks. It's just a processor. In 2024, they processed through their network, and they're a $90 billion evaluated company. They processed through their network $1.4 trillion U.S. dollars, which is 1.2% of the entire world's GDP. So for every dollar that is spent in the entire world in 2024, 1.2 cents of that went through Stripe. So it's just a astronomical, incalculable, unfucking believable amount of money and power that traverses just over. That's not even the entire consumer financial system. That is just that one company.
Josh, do you think it's hopeless, man? Like, you know what you're experiencing?
No.
My rule is this. I've described this, to people in my forum and stuff, but it's like an engineer's triangle or like a quadrant where you have two axes. One is if you are optimistic or pessimistic, and the other is the reality. If you are pessimistic and the reality is that you're doomed anyways, and you don't get a consolation prize for being right about thinking that you're doomed. If you're doomed and you think that you're not doomed and that you can change things positively, but you're still doomed anyways, and you don't get punished any worse than being right about it. Then on the other end, if you are not doomed, if things aren't screwed, but you think that they are, you will fuck yourself over. You will lose the opportunity to fix things because you didn't try and you didn't believe that you had any hope. And then the only viable solution is to believe that you have a potential to fix things, but then hope that's true, that you can, because everything else, it doesn't matter anyways. So
dude, what the hell are you gonna do? Except like, dude, you don't gotta kill nobody, or do you? Everybody could just tell the truth all the time and stop being a fucking cow. I don't know why. Just a baby step. Try not being a fucking liar high school popularity contest person every second of your goddamn cow life. I'll bet you that would change a lot of things. Mark, I just realized, because I got to go do Jimmy Dore show very soon, I never got to test out my button. How do I access that button? Let me bring on Mark, the producer. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear that?
No. I saw it before in my display, but I want to play it before I go.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
This is what I think sums up my feelings about what Josh just said today. Where'd Duncan go?
I think I killed him on accident. I gave him a math problem and he flatlined.
Yeah, Duncan has been invited to
black person right now.
No, I can't hear it. You got it. Do I got to just play it on my phone into the thing? I could have sworn
that was not loud, was it?
No.
I tried to share it with you through StreamYard, but only lets you stream video files. Let me text it to you.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of videos I could maybe play
I clipped the soundbite.
Yeah, because that's all. Look, I'm just going to sum up what you say when you're being faced with this. There we go. I think Duncan was just killed.
I'm sorry.
It's because of your hatred. Yeah, dude, I watch your show, so I've seen people say all kinds of dumb shit about you. I've been through this myself, where people just say nonsense. But a lot of people are watching and notice who's lying at the end of the day, so I don't really give a fuck. And I can tell you, a long time ago, when I was going through it, and I had the wildest lies about me going around that I could not believe. I knew they sucked, the media, but I didn't know they just could just lie like that. That's how Pollyanna I would be.
Yeah.
But I still put a thing on Kiwi Farms that was very fair. Who the hell was they knew something about it. And I was, holy shit. Only spot I saw that wasn't making up shit about me.
Yeah, it's a strange thing where if you've never met somebody before that is just like a pathological liar, you don't really expect people just to make shit up that's completely untrue. And because it catches you by surprise. And then it's like, if you try to say anything about it, you just look guilty, you know, because now you're like denying it. So what was a complete fiction that someone invented is now something that you're litigating in the court of public opinion. And it's just, you always lose, basically.
King Kong swatting at planes at the end of the day. All right, let's see. Okay, I guess I just have to play it, huh? Hold on. Let's hope this works.
This is high tech.
Oh, that's not right. He's supposed to say bullshit twice. There's a great clip where a guy's getting carried out of the airport going, Bulch, you just put the black person part? That's not going to work. Look, all right, I'm going to give you the thing that I'll just play the thing. Now, everyone at home.
What did you say? You sound like a black person right now?
Okay, so it's a guy. It's from Instagram. It's actually one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It's a guy who is being taken out of the airport, I think in Austin, it looks like. And he's on a stretcher. And he's just screaming at the top of his lungs. And he goes, bullshit, bullshit. I'm being treated like a black person right now. Yeah, maybe it's over here. It's really an inspiring message.
I think we all are in some way.
Yeah, well, that's the point is, you know, I try to explain this to both Kumia and McGinnis when I was trying to explain to them that Nick's clearly some kind of fed and a homo, obviously, but I can't believe that would be a question. And I happen to know a guy from Young Turks who's dead now from COVID. I can't remember his name. He wrote an all book on the alt-right online. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting on the video of Destiny sucking Nick Fuentes' dick for 3 years because he was working on his book. And the liberal math would be, well, I don't want to bring his sexuality into it, but bullshit. You're writing an online boogeyman book, and you don't want to ruin this ultimate bad guy that really not that many people give that much of a shit about.
But he was writing Destiny as alt-right?
No, but the video of Destiny sucking his dick, from what I understand, is 100% real.
It is.
Yeah, but real, like, reporters who would say they're real journalists knew about it before you knew about it. Or, well, I don't know when you knew about it, but before I knew about it.
It was recent where that got leaked. That got leaked anonymously. I don't know where that came from.
The dude, I can't remember his dumb name. I'm sorry. He worked on Young Turks. He died of COVID recently. He wrote a book about the online.
Oh, you're saying that the video was of Fuentes getting a blowjob?
Yeah.
It could be. That's the meme. I don't know if that's true or not, though.
What I know from someone inadvertently who doesn't follow any of this telling me, I go, did you hear it? He goes, oh, yeah, I knew about that a while ago. I go, what? Because he works with them people. And that guy that passed away that wrote his online write book, I'm sorry, I don't remember his stupid fucking name, but kind of fucking for this. Someone gave him that video early on and he just sat on it and didn't put it out and didn't want to talk about it because he's writing a book about these dangerous bad guys. And
the leaker and the author both believe that was Fuentes.
I don't, the leaker was Fuentes leaked it to him. And I don't know about that, but this guy knew about it. If you knew Hitler was gay, having his dick sucked by a popular, what is he, like, centrist streamer, you wouldn't stop Hitler as a liberal journalist? I don't believe you. I think it's that you need a boogeyman and you don't want to, like, not that you're in on him being an asset or anything like that. It's just that, like, Andrew Tate or somebody that I don't give a shit about. I don't know about him. I don't give a fuck. I don't understand why it's a thing. But if I have a media company or any kind of thing where I need to, like, be mad at something, that I need that guy there. So it automatically becomes like wrestling, and these people support each other in weird ways that I wouldn't have realized. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of, where it's like you need, this guy's like an approved target that you can write about endlessly.
That's exactly right. So then when you go back and look at shit like what Gloria Steinem, who is very the famous feminist, but looking back, it was just like she was a Playboy model turned feminist. She was a CIA agent. That's just well known. That's not even a secret thing. Came out a while ago when they said Julia Childs was a CIA asset. And the reason that they brought her out there was because the actual rad femmes were like ugly commie chicks that were lesbians. And so we need to take the air out of all these movements and replace them with an appropriated fake movement that we control. it's basically just what Vince McMahon would do with, you know.
Julia Childs was a feminist. I only know her from cooking. You know,
she was a CIA asset agent, and Gloria Steinem was a CIA agent, the feminist.
Okay.
And Boss Hogg, believe it or not.
Yeah, I only know her from.
I shared the link in the chat.
You did? All right. Well, I'm unless sure this waits.
Yeah, unless you want me to share my screen. And
yeah,
Duncan's computer died. He said he's got to go.
Well, he did a man's work today.
Too many cocks.
Yes.
Photoshop just completely filled up.
Let's see. Won't you play? Son of a bitch. Here, I'm going to just play it on here because this is annoying.
I pulled
shit.
It up.
Yeah,
I pulled it up.
You can play it?
Yeah, just let me on right there at the bottom.
Yeah.
Pull up the screen share I just put on.
Okay, nice. Let's hear this amazing. I can't hear it.
No.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Hold on. One last try.
What'd you say? I'm playing it in here and then I got to go because I got to go on Jimmy Dore show. But Josh, I really appreciate you coming on, man. I didn't even know you got my message way back when.
You mentioned me on Jimmy Dore's show, and I got like 20 messages immediately. So, I pulled you up, and I saw that I missed a message from you like in 2024, I think, because my account got banned immediately afterwards for a while. So,
yeah, I just threw out messages on whatever, but I'm glad because I watch the show a lot, and so few of these people talk about anything that matters at all. So I'm shocked when I see this come up, but I assume it's just from running like tech shit. A lot of the way the game works is people don't look in lanes that aren't their lane, just like naturally. But I watch everything.
All right. I think with a lot of podcast hosts and stuff, they just look at what's trending on Twitter and they just give their take on that. And their take you can predict, you know, immediately. So
yeah,
I try really hard to avoid looking at that because it's just like it's all fake bullshit, anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's garbage. I already been through it, so I literally don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I don't care about social death. That means literally nothing to me. But
you're gonna have to
the button with two
bullets.
Yeah, it's a guy in the airport. He's sitting straight up on a stretcher, and I like that he wasn't racist. He was just reporting the news straight. They're being treated like a black person. all right, that's the first derp with Kerp. You all just got derp, but thank you. I'm sorry that I couldn't make super chats to make any money off this. I'm pretty confident. But Josh, come back sometime. Thanks a lot. I do really appreciate it, and I'm glad you explained that so well because I'm not actually smart enough to explain it as well as that. So that helped a lot. Mark, thank you. Thank you to Duncan Trussell. We'll be back next week.